Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. There's a new partnership between Harvester Arts and the Tallgrass Film Festival. The two are working together to put on this year's film festival later in October. We'll hear more about that new partnership after the news. The Wichita School District is moving toward a November bond referendum, with district staff recommending a $615 million proposal. KMUW's Daniel Cottle has more.
The Wichita School Board will decide next month whether to send the proposal to voters in November. Key projects include improving heating and air conditioning across the district and rebuilding and preserving several schools. Stan Reeser is president of the school board.
A bond proposal that goes before a community is a test to the community on whether or not we truly believe in the future and the youth of our community.
The plan would divide the projects across two ballot questions. The second one could only pass if the first one does, too. Voters narrowly rejected a $450 million bond referendum last year. The district says it needs bond funds because the state doesn't cover large-scale projects like new schools and renovations. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The legal fight over mailing medication abortion drugs could have a major impact in Kansas. The most recent data from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says more than 70% of abortions in 2024 were by mifepristone. In Kansas, providers administer medication abortions through in-person or telehealth visits. Mackenzie Ayers with the group Kansans for Life supports banning mailing of the drugs because she says it needs oversight.
So we believe that women deserve to know the truth about the risks of these chemical abortion drugs and to receive real medical oversight, not be left on their own when complications arise.
Great Plains Planned Parenthood says medication abortions are safe. The group says banning mailing the drugs will affect many patients from other states who access abortions in Kansas. An Alzheimer's diagnosis can upend a family's life. An upcoming conference in Wichita will offer resources and encouragement to caregivers. The Educating Across America Tour takes place on May 20th at the Drury Plaza Hotel. It's sponsored by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Speakers will discuss early detection and grief support. Local author and grief coach Stacy Gladfelter says the conference will give caregivers more than information.
Why these types of settings are really, really important is, number one, to let them see that they're not in this journey alone, and then they can have a community of people who are going through the same journey they are.
Approximately 55,000 Kansans have Alzheimer's. The conference is open to the public. Information on registering is at alzfdn.org in the events calendar. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has cut dozens of projects to help underserved farmers access land and capital. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports farm organizations across the country were in different stages of the grant process.
The USDA awarded $300 million to 50 projects through the Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program in 2023. But this year, the department cut 49 of them. Michelle Hughes, executive director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, says farming is difficult and demanding. And this program was supposed to support people who have historically faced barriers to farming, including people of color and U.S. veterans.
I think that this program did not exist solely for racial equity. It was a program that gave landless farmers a voice.
Farming takes having land, and she says accessing it is the biggest challenge new producers face. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Voters in El Dorado will decide in August whether to approve a 1% sales tax to support their local hospital. The El Dorado City Commission voted to put the proposed sales tax on the August 4th primary ballot. If approved, revenue from the tax would help cover expenses at Susan B. Allen Memorial Hospital in El Dorado. The tax is expected to generate about $3.5 million a year. The hospital would be required to share regular updates on its finances and how the sales tax revenue is spent. The architecture firm that designed Wichita's Central Library in 1962 will help reimagine the space this year. Wichita City Councils voted to grant Schaefer Architecture a design contract for nearly $160,000. The former library has been largely vacant since 2018. Schaefer will design two new event spaces on the first floor that could be rented for weddings or meetings. Firm's been asked to maintain the building's historic Brutalist-style architecture, which in 2020 won a spot on the National Register of Historic Places. World Cup fans can start buying transit passes to get around the Kansas City area during this summer's tournament. KCUR's Jody Fortino reports.
The Connect KC26 program is providing a direct shuttle to Arrowhead Stadium for game ticket holders. It will cost $15 for a round-trip ticket for each match. There will also be free shuttles between the Kansas City International Airport and a downtown bus hub every 15 minutes. Riders can also take a regional bus service from the FIFA Fan Festival to more than a dozen sites around the metro. It will cost $5 for an unlimited day pass, $25 for a week, and $50 for the whole tournament. These transit services will run from June 11th to July 13th, ending 2 days after Kansas City's last game. I'm Jody Fortino.
A Wichita police officer is on paid administrative leave following his arrest in connection with a domestic violence incident. Bel Air police arrested Wichita officer Grayson Hoofer on Sunday. Hoofer's a member of Wichita's Domestic Intervention and Violence Reduction Team. Hoofer was booked into Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of aggravated burglary and domestic battery. He was released Monday on $75,000 bond. District Attorney had not filed charges against Hoofer as of Tuesday afternoon. Police departments launched an internal investigation into his conduct. One of two attractions that closed last week at Exploration Place's outdoor playground has reopened. Museum officials say the Yellow Rocket was repaired over the weekend, is again now accessible for play. It was closed after a visitor's social media post showed some bolts coming loose. Another piece of playground equipment shaped like an airplane is still closed. Museum officials say safety is a top priority. Teams inspect and monitor the playscape regularly and make adjustments as needed. The $25 million adventure playscape opened last month. We'll be back after this.
Come have a cocktail or mocktail with KMEW staff at Pint Night. We'll meet at Haven Restaurant and Lounge in Wichita's Old Town Square. We'll also celebrate Soulsations with live music by Kimberly Page. I'm Carla Echols. Join us for a night of fun with no agenda. Pint Night, Tuesday, May 12th at 5:30. See you there.
I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Last month, the local arts nonprofit Harvester Arts announced it was partnering with the Tallgrass Film Festival to put on this year's festival in October. But what will that really mean? To find out, KMUW's Fletcher Powell talked with Harvester's executive director, Kristen Beal, as well as Tallgrass's director of events and logistics, Tom Mittelstadt, and the festival's new programming lead, our KMUW colleague, Hugo Fan. To begin, Fletcher asked Kristen Beal about why she feels this partnership makes sense.
Well, I think for me, the opportunity for Harvester was and for this partnership was really about mission alignment. Harvester is about building creative capacity for the local creative community, and Tallgrass is about supporting filmmakers. Filmmakers are creatives, and they're our neighbors. It just made a lot of sense for us. The obstacle and the opportunity are kind of the same. The obstacle is we need more local community involvement, but I also see that as the opportunity. I'm really excited to kind of bring in my placemaking background and really make this about Wichita and for Wichita. When I look at Tallgrass, the thing that always struck me as being so unique and special is that you would see the community really come out and act as hosts to the filmmaker community that came into town. And so I think that is a differentiator that we can really stand on and show the filmmakers that come into town what's special about Wichita. And I'll say, you know, we had an opportunity to do something similar when Visit Wichita engaged us for the TVEX conference. It was like there's a summit every year where this group of influencers and like social media bloggers and writers go to different cities. It's like a tourism thing, and that city has the opportunity to show everybody about their city. And people that are from around the world go and do this. So Wichita, Visit Wichita got Wichita as the host city last year. And we were brought on to activate the riverfront from the Hyatt to Exploration Place and involve as many local creatives as we could and activate those areas in unique and creative ways and try to make a kind of lasting impact on these folks that were visiting. And I think I can easily say they were blown away by Wichita. So I really want to bring that sort of energy into Tallgrass Film Festival. And, you know, I also think about creating these sorts of assets that can be used again and again for like open streets or Riverfest or, you know, different activities where Tallgrass can show up and have these fun, memorable ways to interact with the community.
Tom, you're director of events and logistics, and I was specifically wondering, logistically, with this big change right now, how do you see that working for this year's festival, which, you know, October seems like a ways away, but you very much know it's rapidly approaching?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing is we're going to be all right down in, you know, Old Town, which makes it a lot easier for people to get around. We don't have to worry about so much transportation during the festival. We're going to scale it down a little bit, but we're still going to have a lot of the parties and things, and VIP lounge will still be out there and things like that. But it's just going to be all pretty much right there in the square of Old Town.
Hugo, as I mentioned to Tom, of course, the festival's coming up quickly. What are you looking at in terms of what the programming department really needs?
Well, the programming department really needs right now is some pre-screeners. We need people to come and kind of help us work through film submissions and kind of help us fulfill our obligations to the film community at large, and at the same time to put together a good festival that would make Wichitans proud and is a good reflection of them, and just kind of at the same time, it is a dialogue between us and kind of the world.
The Tallgrass Film Festival will reveal the new artwork for this year's festival Friday evening from 5:30 to 7 right here at KMUW. The event is open to everyone. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow for KMUW News. I'm Deborah Frazier.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Into Music, Chris Cresswell of Toronto's The Flatliners recalls how he and his bandmates chose their instruments.
We would have been in recess, and Scott, our guitar player, called playing guitar. He's like, I got guitar. And then I called guitar next. And I said, I want to play guitar too. And then John, who also wanted to play guitar, said, well, I guess I'll play bass.
That's Into Music this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.